Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
The judges at the family courts in Dolphin House and Dublin's Temple Bar hear a wide range of cases every day. Now, the cases are held in camera, but journalists are allowed to access proceedings. They're subject to reporting restrictions. And our reporter, Maura Fay, regularly goes along to those proceedings to give us an insight into this world. And Maura is here now. So, Maura, when were you there?
On Tuesday, I went into Court 20, where Judge Brendan Toll was presiding. I actually had to wait a few minutes before going into the courtroom, as there was a situation where a man became very irate after he was told the case he was involved in couldn't proceed as the other party in the matter had presented a sick note. The man began shouting and using foul language in the courtroom. He eventually was escorted from the building by Gardaí. After that bit of drama, normal service resumed. Now, the next case involved a man who was seeking access to his children after not seeing them for 5 years. The mother of the children was not in court and had submitted a medical note from what appeared to be an occupational therapist. The man's solicitor said he had recently disclosed his home address to the woman so that divorce proceedings could commence. Subsequent to that, three men had broken into his apartment and beaten him up. The solicitor said they had no proof that the two incidents were linked, but her client thought that was why the woman was not present in court. The solicitor also said that this was her fifth time coming into court on the matter and that the medical note lacked information. Judge Toll said he would proceed with the case as the medical note did not cite any particular condition, nor did it indicate when the woman would become available to come to court, making it insufficient for it to be adjourned. And also in circumstances where the case had been marked preemptory, that's a legal term where the case means that the case must proceed on that date and cannot be adjourned again without for a very good reason. The man took the stand to give his evidence and stated that it had been little over 5 years since he'd seen his children and alleged that he had been made homeless due to his wife's gambling addiction. He said his wife had left the home and he had remained in the family home with the children for a number of years. The family home was then repossessed by the banks due to €60,000 in mortgage and arrears. After becoming homeless, he passed over custody to his wife, who did have accommodation for the children to live in. When asked if he had any contact with his children during that time, he said he had voicemails and texts from the oldest one and he had just seen pictures of the others on TikTok.
Oh, it just sounds like such a tragic mess, you know, for the whole family. And he hadn't seen the children in 5 years. So when he was in court the other day, what was he asking for in terms of access, Maura?
He said he would like to ease himself back into their lives. He suggested meeting up with the children every few weeks on a Saturday from morning to evening time, where he could bring them to a football game as they were big into their sport. He told the judge, "I just missed them something terrible." Now, the judge then went through the history of the previous hearings of the case. The man's solicitor said the mother of the children is likely to be entitled to legal aid, but hasn't applied for it and is also resistant to a Section 32 report being completed. Just to explain that term, Claire, a Section 32 report is prepared by an expert, usually a child psychologist or a social worker, to assist the court in deciding what is in the best interests of a child during family law proceedings. It's a way of the court finding out what the wishes are of a child in a custody case. In this case, the court did previously make an order for a Section 32 report, but it wasn't completed as there wasn't cooperation on it.
So what did the judge decide to do then?
The judge made an order to grant the man access every third Saturday between 2pm and 6pm. He noted that the mother of the children had the option to appeal this, and he also told the man that this may not be the end of the process, but rather the start of the beginning of an end to it.
All right, well, let's hope in that case that that's what it is. Now, the next one you heard, this was a domestic violence case.
Yes, so this was a married couple who are currently going through a divorce. The wife in this case alleged that she'd been assaulted by her husband in late 2023. The hearing of this case had actually been delayed while the matter went through the criminal justice system, which is separate to the family law justice system. Both parties were seeking safety orders against one another, and the wife was also seeking a 3-year barring order. The husband did not turn up to court on that day, but the case went ahead and the wife took the stand to give evidence. She alleged that on a date in late 2023, she approached her husband to engage in a discussion about household tasks. She tried taking his phone out of his hand so she could get his attention. She alleged that her husband began pushing her and shouting at her. She said he put his hands on her throat and also tried to push her downstairs. He then went downstairs and got her phone and her keys. She followed him down and saw her phone in his pajama pocket and tried to get it. She said he then pushed her, causing her to hit her head off a table and sustain an injury to her head. The man then went back upstairs to the bedroom and she called the Gardaí from the house phone. She said that when Gardaí arrived, they put her husband in handcuffs and held him overnight as he was too intoxicated to be interviewed. The court heard that a criminal hearing of the matter took place and the man was not convicted of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. So again, what did the judge decide to do in this one?
Well, the court heard that the man had not been to the family home since the incident took place. It had actually been part of his bail conditions to stay away and there had been no further incidents. In a situation where the wife had to give him post, she typically met him at a neighbour's house to do so. He had also begun circuit court proceedings for a divorce. Judge Toll said it seemed a safety order is the appropriate instrument and granted her the full terms of one, including the condition that her husband have no communication with her except through her solicitor. As there was no appearance by the husband, his application for a safety order was struck out.
Right, then moving on to the last case that you were present for on Tuesday, Maura. This was an interesting one and a little bit different to the cases that we've heard about before from the family courts.
Yes, Claire. So this man came into courtroom in handcuffs. He was actually handcuffed to a Garda and they were accompanied by two more Gardaí and a member of the Irish Prison Service. So on first impression, you might think that this individual is very, you know, involved in very serious criminal activity. But it turned out that the man had actually been in prison for 6 days for being in contempt of a child maintenance debt summons.
Okay, so how was he then in contempt?
The man had been ordered to bring €1,000 to court last Thursday to help address the arrears that had built up in his child maintenance payments, but he hadn't done so. His barrister told the judge that her client was very sorry and does apologise for being in contempt. He didn't have the €1,000 in court today, but his mother had given her €300 in cash to be handed over. She added that he had spent 6 days in custody, was a man of good character and does a significant amount of work for charity. She also said that he was doing his best to come off social welfare and he had a terrible time in custody and had learnt his lesson. She added that he is committed to paying a weekly child maintenance payment of €30 plus a further €20 payment until the arrears are cleared.
But what is the arrears? Do we know how much he owes in total?
My understanding is that he owes €7,760 to the mother of his child in maintenance payments.
So what did the judge decide, Maura?
The judge was quite forthright on the matter. He said that the reason for the man's contempt, though, was that the court was not satisfied with the information he had provided about his means, and it had transpired last week that what the man had said previously was not true. The judge said it was constant by this man to mention his charitable good work, but that he had an obligation to pay child maintenance. The judge said for the man to get €1,000 together to purge contempt, there would be a certain amount of futility in keeping him in prison. He said for the moment he was not going to commit him to prison, but at the next court date in several weeks' time, he needed to produce a further lump sum and the contempt would not be purged until the full €1,000 was paid. He also added that if the man gained employment, he is to notify his ex immediately so that maintenance payments can be adjusted accordingly.
Does that happen very often that people get sent to prison for not paying the child maintenance?
It's very rare, Claire. Generally, where a parent refuses to pay, the courts can and do make orders for attachment of their earnings. This is where the sum is deducted from their salary each week or month and paid through the court office. Now, that doesn't apply where someone is in receipt of social welfare, but this could change. In January 2024, a review of the enforcement of child maintenance orders compiled by the Department of Justice's Civil Policy Unit did recommend making changes to the system to allow child maintenance payments to be deducted from social welfare payments. A spokesperson for the Department of Justice told me that the Child Maintenance Guidelines Committee recently conducted a public consultation on those guidelines, and once those findings are considered and guidelines finalised, they will be submitted to the Minister for Justice for approval.
All right, always interesting to hear about the family courts, and our thanks to the staff and the judiciary there who welcome our reporter Maura Fay to the family courts in Dublin.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.